You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're a membership organisation representing the retail sector, so our members account for about two-thirds of retail sector turnover. We provide advice, events, information and advocacy services for the retail sector.
And when you say retail, that's not just clothes, is it?
No, retail is the full range of retail goods and services that are available in the economy. So we cover everything from appliance stores to bookstores to fashion stores to food and grocery.
Okay, now everything, as we understand it, apart from food and grocery, should be shut, right, over the next 4 weeks?
Pretty much everything needs to be closed down over the next 4 weeks. The major supermarkets are allowed to continue trading. Pet shops are allowed to continue trading. Petrol stations and pharmacies. But other than that, all shops, as we understand it, need to be closed, and that includes online fulfilment.
Pet shops? Is that because somebody needs to take care of the pets as well?
Yeah, pet shops are actually really important because they provide a range of food and animal nutrition and indeed medical products that may be needed to keep animals alive, safe and well during this period.
Okay, so for people who are asking how they might get warm clothes over the next 4 weeks, how might they do that?
Well, unfortunately, clothing retailers are required to be closed over the next 4 weeks. So there's not going to be provision for people to go out and buy clothes, or even online at this stage. So it's really a case of doing the best you've got with the clothes that you've got in the wardrobe, and perhaps if you're feeling a bit chilly, putting on some extra layers or turning on a heater.
In terms of an online option, is that going to be made available?
Well, we've been asking the government for clarity on that, but at this stage there's no provision for online sales unless you're one of those essential services that's already been mentioned.
And in terms of receiving that clarification, do you know when that will be?
No, I don't. I mean, this is obviously relatively urgent, given that the shutdown kicks in at midnight tonight. But we're hoping government will at least provide a response in the near future. But at this stage, if you're a business that's not an essential service, you're required to have your online store closed, and customers need to be prepared for that.
Would you have any idea what this means for, I suppose, overseas retailers in terms of people buying online overseas?
That's a really good question, and of course, depending on the situation in countries overseas, it's possible that online shopping is still available there. But of course, most countries are in the midst of locking down their own populations as well, and it may be difficult to get goods freighted to New Zealand. So even if you can make a purchase, it may not be possible to have that delivered.
Okay, that I guess clears some things up, but also makes things a bit more confusing. If there was that option to go ahead, though, with online, the New Zealand Post is still operating, right? So people would be able to get goods delivered.
Yeah, so New Zealand Post and Courier Post and other courier services, as I understand it, are considered essential services and are operating through this period of time. But, the clear message from government has been at this stage that retailers are not to be operating general retail services.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.